WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Gay, 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 gay.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Just very average. Don and Mike.
That, of course, means it's time for...
Gay, 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 gay.
Time for a little Craig Wilson now.
A new theme song.
I'll tell you that I'm biting the bullet on this one.
Really?
We always have an internal discussion about Craig, about if he's airworthy or not.
Right.
This morning I spoke to the producer, this week's producer, John Norman.
Yes.
He didn't think it was thick enough. Yeah. Robbie didn't think it was thick enough.
Wow.
I do.
Well.
I do, and not because it's so overtly gay.
Uh-huh. It's very subtle, then.
I love it. It made me laugh out loud.
Good, good.
So without further ado, and again, if it sucks, blame it on me.
All right.
Okay.
It's a good one.
I think so. Let's find out from today's USA Today. It's time for the final word. I'm Craig Welton. The name of this column is $834 buy the ticket out of a mad, mad world.
Hmm. Anyone who has flown lately has a story, usually a sad story, and that would include me.
Might involve a canceled flight in Oklahoma City, a rewritten ticket on another airline, a rental car, a three-hour drive to Dallas, and a sleepless night in an airport hotel that had all the charms of an airport hotel. One has to wonder how they make those rooms smell the way they do. Huh. Actually, I don't want to know.
And that's the part of my trip that went relatively well. What followed proves that whatever can go wrong will. Or perhaps I should say, whatever can go wrong will. Especially if it involves air travel in 2007.
At one point, I faced the prospect of sitting at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport for 13 hours, since the ticket I had in hand was not really a ticket at all. It was a flight interruption manifest. Flight coupon for short. So there was no record of me at the computer when I arrived at the counter. Something you do not want to hear at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And so, I did what any self-respecting 57-year-old man would do. I started to get a little teary.
Now listen, this is where I had the discussion with the boys.
You win.
This is not overtly...
Gay, 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 gay.
No. But he's crying. He's crying at an airline counter.
I figured, if it works for women, why wouldn't it work for me? It didn't.
In fact, I'm sure the agent was about to call security and report that an unstable, sleep-deprived man was standing before her. A man who was going through her trash. Which I was.
It's all a bit of a blur now. Through the tears and all. But at that point, I thought she had thrown away my rewritten ticket. I didn't know yet it was worthless, and I was determined to find it, boy. It was actually in my briefcase, but I didn't realize that at the time. If I had, I probably wouldn't have asked to look through her garbage.
I needed to get home, I said. My mom. My mom was in the hospital. It wasn't even a fib. What were my options, I asked. Limited, the answer was.
So, I did what any sane person would do. I bought a one-way ticket for $834.40. I have no idea what the 40 cents bought me. I didn't have the sense to ask how much a round-trip ticket was. Probably half, knowing the quirkiness of airline ticket prices.
I was then told to fly within 7 p.m. The first was an available seat. Storms, spring break, looming Armageddon were the culprits. The agent suggested I could pass the day playing standby, going from gate to gate, pleading my case. She said this as if it might be fun.
And maybe I could cry some more.
I thought.
Boy!
Really?
By now, it was 6:45 a.m. I felt as if I'd already put in a full day's work. I looked at the screen and saw there was a flight home in 5 minutes. Why not start the game early, I asked myself. I ran.
When I got to the gate, the agent looked at me the way agents look at people who have been crying and rummaging through trash.
I pleaded my case, mentioning $834.40 twice. Her fingers danced across the keys and without a hint of emotion, handed me a boarding pass.
It was a middle seat. Row 13. I figured it cost me about $400 an hour to sit there.
And yes, I've been talking to the airlines for a month now. Phone calls, faxes, emails, even talked to a human once. I haven't cried again.
All right.
But I'm not ruling it out.
Yes.
Yeah. Craig Wilson.
The final word, Craig Wilson.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Gay.
And you know what's best about it? What's best about it, as soon as you start reading it, you know that you just picture him sitting there in tears.
Crying.
And really working up the tears to try to get sympathy from the agent.
But I have to go see my mother. What does he write? Hold on.
I needed to get home. My mom was in the hospital.
It wasn't even a fib.
Not a fib.
I did what any self-respecting 57-year-old man would do.
I started to get a little teary.
I figured if it works for women,
of course.
Why wouldn't it work for me, boy?
Where was Jack?
Jack wasn't traveling with him.
This is when he needs Jack
the most. That's right.
Jack and his dog down below in the hold.
That's right. There's a new dog, not Murphy.
No, Murphy's gone.
That's right.
Freezing to death.
And maybe I could cry some more. I thought.
It's all a bit of a blur now, through the tears and all.
I've been talking to the airlines for a month. I haven't cried again.
And I love it when he references the fact that he's 57. That's always nice, too. I picture him sweater around his neck,
right,
just sitting there.
Where's my ticket?
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I don't have a ticket to get back home. My flight was canceled.
I needed to get home, I said. My mom was in the hospital.
And what was he doing in Oklahoma City?
Wasn't even a fib.
It doesn't have to be over the top.
No,
he really did cry.
Mike. Thank you.
No, that's quality Wilson.
That's good.
Mr. Wilson!
That's good Craig Wilson today.
That's like, it reminds me of the episode of Seinfeld, where it's right when George and Jerry have both gotten engaged at the same time. Mm-hmm. I think Jerry to Sarah Silverman, right? Then they find out that they're too much alike.
Mm-hmm.
So Jerry breaks up with her, and George is still stuck with Susan.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants desperately, they're supposed to get married on Christmas.
Right.
And he wants to postpone it for 3 months. And finally, he just cries. And when he cries, she caves.
Right.
And they're sitting at the diner the next day, and he's like, Jerry, it's amazing. All you have to do is cry.
Tears.
She did whatever I wanted.
Didn't work for Craig Wilson, though.
No.
It did not.
Some fat old man. Those three. Take your place in line like everybody else.
He was engaged to Janine Garofalo.
Oh, yeah, thank you. It was not Sarah Silverman. Thank you, Rob.
Oh, that's the episode of Seinfeld with the big sex scene in it.
That's right.
Uh-huh. That's one where it's Jerry and Janine Garofalo.
That's right.
Parts of it.
Was Sarah Silverman ever on a Seinfeld?
No, she was on Larry Sanders. She was a writer on
Larry Sanders. Yeah.
Did we ever have that discussion about Sarah Silverman as to whether she would be too edgy and too mean to maintain her sexiness?
No.
I just picture her and Jimmy Kimmel, like, together, and whether they're both just so edgy that, yeah. That's who she lets climb on top.
No. The picture I'm getting is him, not her.
I know. Him with his big hairy back.
I'm thinking, like, when he was on Fox doing the football stuff, when he'd take his shirt off all the time.
He's got the hairy shoulders.
On that football show.
Is she related to the single guy, Jonathan Silverman?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
She's related to Fred Silverman.
Oh, he's a genius. A programming genius.
Supertrain
Fred Silverman, and I'm trying to think if there are any other Silvermans. Fred Silverman?
I'm sure there are.
Well, of course. We're going to get in trouble again if I'll say it. But when I preface that, by saying we're going to get in trouble. We won't.
We won't.
I would say the odds in Hollywood might be very significant.
I'll guess.
Significantly in our favor.
I'll guess David.
David Silverman. I will say Joel.
I just found out. Yeah, no,
and
no
I, excuse me, I will go with Mel.
Winner. Winner.
Undefeated.
Mel. Perhaps the full name, though. Melvin Silverman. Melvin Silverman.
Right. Makes sense.
What were you going to join in?
No, I'm just going to say that Jonathan and Sarah are not related. We checked.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Thank you, Buzz.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Wonderful.
Jonathan Silverman.
That was his lead story.
Yeah.
Now, Buzz.
Now I've got to change it.
You got some news, right?
Yes, I do.
We'll be right back. No crying now.
All right.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.